This is AirAmerica.com.
The word is about, there's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
And welcome to a Wednesday night. It is Nicole Sandler here with you once again on Air America Radio for this Wednesday. It's July 8th. Ah, yeah. We've got a great, fascinating, interesting show for you tonight. If you were listening last week, you know that three of the four nights we were on the air, I was getting updates on what happened to these 21 people who were aboard this boat, the boat called the Spirit of Humanity, that left Cyprus, headed toward Gaza, with 21 people on board who were bringing relief materials for, in the form of, I believe, building materials and food and toys for kids to the people of Gaza. One of the people on board this boat is former U.S. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, who was also the Green Party's presidential candidate in 2008. And, you know, I was amazed that I saw so little coverage in the media here about what had happened. And so I went to the freegaza.org website, and I made contact with a few people there, and we had them on for three nights in a row, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights of last week, to get updates on what was happening. And I told you yesterday, we got word that Cynthia McKinney was back in the U.S., and I'm thrilled to be able to tell you that she is on the line now. And I'm happy she's home, and I'm happier still that she's with us right now on Air America Radio. Hi, Cynthia.
Hello, Nicole. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show tonight.
Well, thank you for joining me. Now, you and I spoke once before while you were running. I was doing a morning show here in Miami, and you were the Green Party candidate for president, and I enjoyed speaking with you then. And you know, wow, what a story you have to tell now, huh?
Yes, I absolutely do, and it's just amazing. I spoke with George Galloway yesterday. First of all, I arrived in the United States from Israel on yesterday, and so I immediately received a phone call from George Galloway saying, "Join Viva Palestina because we are going to get in." Well, I just received an email saying that there are now 100 Viva Palestina activists stranded on the Gaza border because Egypt won't let them in.
Wow. Okay.
This is absolutely amazing.
Well, let's back up. Let's start at the beginning. For basic, you know, Middle East politics 101, obviously there's a Palestinian population living on the Gaza Strip. Gaza is technically part of Israel, right? But Gaza is ruled by Hamas. And Israel and Gaza have been fighting. That's what the war that was in effect, you know, right during the campaign, actually. And then there was a ceasefire. But the fact of the matter is Israel still has this blockade in effect that they are not letting relief, or they're not letting anybody into Gaza to help these people out.
Well, technically, Gaza is not a part of Israel.
Okay.
And Gaza is occupied by the Palestinian 1.5 Palestinians. The only problem with Gaza is that it is bounded on one side by the Mediterranean Sea.
Right.
On the north by Israel, and on the east by Israel, on the south by Egypt.
Right.
So
and
really
by Egypt is that just a tiny little strip. I mean, most of the border is the sea, and then the long strip is by Israel.
That's right.
Right.
And so it there really are only three ways to get in. You have to get permission from Egypt, or permission from Israel,
mm-hmm.
or you go through Gaza's territorial waters, and then you don't get permission from anyone except the people who control that area.
Right,
now,
but unfortunately,
Palestinian people.
Right, but unfortunately, right now, I mean, Gaza is controlled by Hamas. The U.S. and the European Union classify Hamas as a terrorist organization. I mean, if Israel and the Palestinians could ever come to some kind of agreement, a two-state solution, as it were, then Gaza would be its own nation and be recognized by...
No, Gaza would not be its own nation. It would be a part of Palestine.
Okay.
And it would not be occupied.
Right, it would be the Palestinian nation. It would be its own...
Right, or
right.
lose its suzerainty or sovereignty to another entity. There is another point, though, and that is that there were free and fair elections held
mm-hmm.
by the Palestinian people.
Right.
The Palestinian people voted for Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, is it the right of the Palestinians, with their right of self-determination and their right of resistance enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, to carry out an election acknowledged by the entire international community as having been free and fair to choose their leadership? And there are some who say yes. Israel and the United States say no.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the fracture that exists within this wall of denying the legitimacy to Hamas exists because you've got Gordon Brown, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
and you've got various European states who have said, enough of the charade, let us deal with the people whom the Palestinians have selected. Now, the next point is that there was a very famous Israeli, former Israeli leader who said, you can't make peace with your friends. You have to talk to your enemies. And if Israel views Hamas as an enemy, then Israel should sit down and talk to Hamas to work out whatever the problems are. It's clear that the world's fourth most powerful military, which is what Israel is, despite having white phosphorus, depleted uranium, a nuclear triad, dime weapons, F-16,
mm-hmm.
helicopter gunships, is not able to dominate and control the Palestinian spirit. They need to sit down and talk to each other.
That they do. Cynthia McKinney is with us on the phone. She has just returned from spending 6 days in an Israeli prison after the boat that she was on through Free Gaza was boarded and taken captured by the Israeli Navy. We need to take a break here. We'll come back on the other side and get the story of the Spirit of Humanity, the boat, how you came to be on it, who else was on it, what you were bringing there, and actually what happened last week when you were surrounded by the Israeli Navy. And then I'm going to tell you about a guest I'm going to have in the next hour, who is a rabbi who's put together a fast for Gaza. Seriously, a Jewish fast for Gaza. I'll tell you all about that, too, and they'll be joining us in the next hour. Cynthia McKinney with us here on Air America Radio. I'm Nicole Sandler. We'll be right back.
Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler on Air America Radio.
This is AirAmerica.com.
Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
We are back, and my guest this hour, former Congressman Cynthia McKinney. She was the Green Party's presidential candidate in 2008, and she just returned from being imprisoned in an Israeli jail for 6 days, all because she was on a boat trying to bring some supplies and toys and things to the people of Gaza. Something seriously wrong there. And so Cynthia, I want you to tell us the story. What happened? The boat left from Cyprus, where the organization Free Gaza, who's online at freegaza.org, they're headquartered, and they've sent these boats out before, right?
They've sent the boats out several times, and in fact, prior to my December departure with them on the Dignity, the Dignity had been successful in entering Gaza 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
So when I received the call in December to get on a boat and go to Gaza the next day, I was assured, as well as my parents, that my mother was extremely concerned about this, that, it's been successful 5 times, and we don't really expect that there's going to be anything any danger involved. And in that instance, the Dignity was rammed by the Israeli military, and we had to be rescued by the Lebanese military. So this time around, we knew that there was, the possibility of danger. But because it is the right of the Palestinian people not to have to go through Egypt or Israel in order to have their human rights affirmed, the Free Gaza organization decided, well, we'll run the boats again. And as a result of Operation Cast Lead, which is what most people saw in late December and into early January, about 22 days of raining depleted uranium and white phosphorus and cluster bombs down on the trapped people of Gaza,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, arousing such outrage internationally that people spontaneously took to the streets and demonstrated for peace and against the Israeli military action, the Free Gaza organization decided that they would send in another boat. And after the devastation, after, of course, President Carter visited Gaza and made the heart-wrenching statements that he made, we decided that we would take not only the medical supplies that we had aboard the Dignity that never reached Gaza, but that we would also go with school supplies.
Right.
And most of us had coloring books and crayons. I had a suitcase that was filled with coloring books, crayons, watercolors, paintbrushes, pencils and pencil sharpeners. And in a very poignant moment, after the Israeli, I call them the ninjas because they had on, the suit, their faces were all covered up, and they had the great big huge boots and
right, because you guys were so dangerous,
and,
right?
And everything, yes, and harpoons and everything, and they told us to sit down, shut up, and give them all of our possessions. And one woman, also from the United States, failed to pass over to them one of her handbags, a piece of carry-on luggage. And so the Israeli soldier fussed at her and said, "What's in that bag?" And she said, "Crayons." And he said, "What?" And she said,
Crayons
right. for children.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that moment, she told me that his eyes reached her eyes, and he lowered his weapon. He had his weapon pointed at
her. Wow.
He lowered the weapon, as if to say, what the heck am I doing?
Right. Oh, boy. All right. Cynthia McKinney is with us here. We're against the clock, so we got to take another break. When we come back, we'll get the rest of the story, how you guys were taken off, incarcerated, what happened next. And if you're okay, I know some people are calling in. They'd like to ask some questions. 866-303-2270. And I will tell you about the fast that's coming up in support of the people of Gaza. All coming up with Cynthia McKinney and Nicole Sandler. We'll be right back.
This is Air America.
Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler on Air America Radio.
All right. And Cynthia McKinney is with us on the line, I believe, from her home in Atlanta. It's been a long journey for the last week or so for Cynthia McKinney. And I thank you so much for joining us tonight to tell us what happened. So you talked about when the Israeli Navy, the boats that surrounded your boat, they came on board brandishing guns. Saw that you were, you know, the one woman had a backpack filled with crayons, and you said the soldier put his gun down, realizing that you weren't out there to hurt anybody. You were there on a very peaceful mission, but then they still arrested you. Tell us what was that like? What happened?
Well, basically they were clearly acting under orders. The Israelis waited until we got into the territorial waters of Gaza. We were in by 1 mile, and then all the while since the night before, it's a 30-hour, the boat's very slow, it's a ferry, and so it was a 30-hour trip from Cyprus into Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they disabled our communications equipment that night. They also disabled our GPS.
Ah.
So they had six warships around us, and they were guiding us to try and force us into Israeli territory. But I have to tell you that our captain, Dennis Healy, who was the same captain on board the Dignity when it was rammed,
right,
maintained his composure and understood exactly how to navigate without GPS, and so we never strayed into Israeli territory.
You know what, Cynthia? I'm going to stop you right there because I have a caller. Jim is calling from San Francisco, and I guess he was following your boat's progress via GPS. So let's bring Jim on the line. Hi, Jim. You're on with Nicole Sandler and Cynthia McKinney.
Yeah, hi. First of all, I want to thank Cynthia for and the rest of the crew for the tremendous courage. It was very, very inspirational for us who have been working on this issue. And we were able to follow it because the website Free Gaza was putting www.freegaza.org was putting out communiques, and the last one we got after the GPS started working again had you almost to Gaza, very, very far out at sea. You're absolutely right, not even close to Israeli waters. And I'm curious also how it is that they could grab a boat 23 miles out at sea when there's a 12-mile limit by the law of the sea. Convention of the United Nations.
Cynthia?
Well, it was very easy for them to do it. They surrounded us with eight warships, and four speedboats approached us, and as I said, it was just a ferry, so it was, I actually walked faster than this boat was going, and so the speedboat approached us. We had eight of these ninjas to jump on board. They, of course, they were armed. We were not armed. They took the captain away from the captain's chair, and they, you know, took over command of the boat and then took away all of our communications equipment, all of our film, our cameras, everything they took away from us, including our personal papers, which I have not received my personal papers back.
Really?
You know, so they did it because they had the military wherewithal to do it. And very much the
same
way.
Well, I'm wondering, though, is it appropriate or accurate to call it a kidnapping, considering it was outside the 12-mile limit, and also the fact that they wanted you to sign papers saying that you had illegally entered Israel when you were taken 23 miles out at sea. I find this all to be kidnapping.
Well, that's exactly what Mairead McGuire, the Nobel Peace Prize winner who was on board with us from Ireland, that's exactly what she said, that we were kidnapped. And rather than having us say that we're guilty for having committed a crime, it was clear that Israel is the one that committed the crime. You're absolutely right that we were taken against our will to a country that we had no intention of entering. However, another interesting point is this. The normal trip for the ferry from Cyprus to Gaza would have taken 30 hours. We actually were on the boat for a total of 37 hours. And that's partially because after the Israelis commandeered the boat, instead of taking us directly to Israel by the shortest route, they took us to Israel by a circuitous route. And one of the facts that has become known is that there are very rich deposits of natural gas in the Israeli waters, but also, in fact, the larger deposits are in the Gazan waters.
Mm-hmm.
So the question that those who had been there before by sea had was, why was the military avoiding this particular area of the Gazan territory? They suspect that perhaps Israel is already conducting some kind of mining operation, or is allowing some other company to conduct some operation on in territorial waters that don't belong to Israel.
So you're saying they took you out, they went the long way around to avoid that area. And again,
that's right.
Right.
An additional 7 hours.
Wow. Okay. All right. Jim, thank you for the call. So Cynthia McKinney, and Jim mentioned freegaza.org, which is where I went to find out what was going on with you guys too, because there really wasn't, there was so little coverage. I mean, you had to know what you were looking for to find information about what was going on. In fact, our next question, Alan's calling from Miami, wants to talk about why there was no media coverage. Hi, Alan. You're on with Nicole Sandler and Cynthia McKinney.
Hi. Thank you for having this on the air. I really wanted to address the whole question about the lack of press coverage.
Mm-hmm.
It's astounding how we have these black holes in American perception of what goes on in the world at times. When you think back to the so-called Somali pirates, who, if some would say, may have just well been people trying to protect their fishing waters from larger countries dumping hazardous waste in them, they spent how many hours broadcasting that?
Oh.
And they had statements from the president. My question that I would like to make is, does it seem to you that the ability to not cover a story like this, doesn't that give backing to Congress and the administration from not having to take any stand or make any comments if the American people are simply not aware of a situation?
Cynthia?
Yes. The caller is absolutely correct, because if people don't know, then people are not compelled by conscience to do anything. And unfortunately, our elected leadership is such that today, instead of leading based on values and principles and our Constitution and our national interest, our leaders lead from behind.
Well, I agree.
And in fact, there's a story I'd like to tell also in relationship to this. And that's from my experience with the Dignity. And after the Dignity was rammed, we on that boat, we had CNN. And CNN sent us a journalist, Carl Penhall, who has been, I think, reporting the Honduras situation to us. And Carl proved himself to be quite a committed journalist and committed to the truth. Because in between seasickness, severely damaged boat, and the trauma of having been rammed by a warship, I could hear Carl in the background arguing with CNN headquarters because they didn't believe the dispatches that he was sending. They chose to believe the Israeli disinformation that was coming from the Israeli embassy and the Israeli military rather than believe their own correspondent who was on the boat with us. That is the state of journalism in the United States today.
Yeah, well, you know, just the other night I had Jesse Ventura on the show, former governor of Minnesota, and a big portion of our conversation was about the fact that we do not really have a very free press in this country. We're told we do, but I should have looked up. There's a watchdog, a global watchdog group that ranks where we are with a free press, and I think we're somewhere in the 30s. Here in the U.S. I think there's so much that is kept from us. Just, you know, recently there was a story that was run on the English Al Jazeera channel, which we don't get here, that talked about the U.S. troops in Afghanistan proselytizing, trying to turn the Muslim community there Christian. And these are the kind of stories that the average American does not have access to. So the fact that the media did not cover the story of a former U.S. congresswoman who was a viable presidential candidate in 2008 and a Nobel Peace Prize winner, along with others, bringing aid to Gaza, who were, you know, whose boat was boarded by the Israeli Navy and they were taken captive. And the fact that it wasn't on any of the newscasts is very, very disconcerting.
Well, it should be disconcerting. And thank goodness we've got you, Nicole, who's willing to allow us to at least just say what happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I firmly believe that if the American people are given the facts, they will respond accordingly.
You know, you're right. Here's the problem I see, though. This is such a polarizing issue. And, yes, it has to do with religion, but it shouldn't. It has to do with, you know, the belief that Israel has a right to exist, but so does the Palestinian nation have a right to exist. But the fact that, you know, it hasn't been settled, and who knows if it ever will be settled, and people are so passionate on both sides, and they're, you know...
That's no excuse for censorship.
No,
though.
There's no excuse for censorship at all. And I think some organizations and some talk shows, they're afraid to deal with it because they don't know where to take it. They don't know how to talk about it. When I just say, just present the facts. Look, you know what? I haven't given my opinion on what I think about, well, I guess I have, about, you know, the right of the Palestinians to have a state, and they do have a right. I also believe that Israel has a right to defend their homeland. I think they should be able to coexist peacefully. But that's not what this is about. This is the fact that you were trying to bring aid to these people who have had their access blocked. And this blockade has got to be stopped. We've got to take a break again. Let's do this. We'll come back. Alan, thank you for the call. And I know Alan is down here in Miami. Cynthia, Alan's the one who put me in touch with you, and so I appreciate it.
Oh, hi, Alan.
Hello.
Alan is my local Green Party advocate down here in Florida. After I found out I was going to talk with you tonight, Cynthia, I got an email from a rabbi out in California, who I've had on the show before because he's an interesting guy, telling me about this new website that they've set up that is fastforgaza.net, fastforgaza.net. And it's a group of rabbis who are going to do a monthly daytime fast, basically in support of lifting the blockade, providing humanitarian and developmental aid to the people of Gaza. It goes on and on. So I'll tell you a little bit more about that. We're going to have one of the rabbis who has started this on at the beginning of the next hour. So it's not, you know, it's not a thing where all the Jews say, well, you know, the Israel has a right to exist and the Palestinians don't have a right to a nation. But it's a very polarizing, difficult situation to grasp and to deal with. And I think that a lot of people, a lot of media outlets sort of take the easy way out and say, well, if we don't deal with it, then, you know, someone else will. Obviously, that's the wrong way to address it, is by not addressing it. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with Cynthia McKinney here on Air America Radio. Don't go away.
Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270. Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Let's have a few minutes left with Cynthia McKinney. Now, after the break at the top of the hour, I will be joined by Rabbi Brian Walt, who put together this website, fastforgaza.net, and it's a group of 30 or so rabbis who, and it's a growing movement, who are going to do this monthly fast in support of Gaza, the people of Gaza. So it's not a religious question. So Cynthia, you're back here on U.S. soil. You're obviously and understandably upset about what happened, and especially our government's response or non-response to what went on, and I don't blame you. So where do you go now? What do you do? What's your next move?
First of all, I think it's very important for the American public to understand that the U.S. government was almost completely paralyzed on this. And in fact, in a conference call that was organized by my supporters across the nation with the U.S. Embassy in Israel, I am told while I'm sitting in the Israeli prison, that the State Department was saying basically that there was nothing that we could do, that there was nothing that they could do, and basically that the predicament was my fault. Now, mind you that the Foreign Ministry of Ireland called for the release of their nationals. The several parliamentarians in the United Kingdom put together legislation condemning Israel for its actions with mm-hmm. respect to kidnapping us and commandeering our boat. Nothing from the Congress, nothing from the Obama administration. And so now it was the Obama administration that reportedly had put forward its policy to Israel stating that the Gaza blockade must be eased and that the easing of the blockade should include medicines, food, building materials, exactly the things that we were carrying on our boat. And yet the Obama administration did nothing. So the question I have is, can we take the Obama administration seriously? Can we take the Obama administration at its word, or is it that its words really don't mean anything because they won't be backed up by action?
And I hate to hear that. I think we need to stay on them and make sure that, you know, that, and that's our best recourse always, is contacting our representatives and the White House and tell them what we think and what we feel. Cynthia McKinney, if people want to follow you, I know you've got a Facebook page, facebook.com/Cynthia McKinney. Anywhere else you want to send people?
Well, we've also got a Ning page, dignityning.com.
And I will post to that. You know what? I'll post. I've got your whole thing from your email. I'll put all those on my blog at radioornot.com. So if people want to follow you on Ning or on Twitter or MySpace or Facebook, I'll put all those links. Thank you so much for joining me. I will stay in touch and please keep me posted on what's going on. On the other side of the break, again, Rabbi Brian Walt from fastforgaza.net. Cynthia McKinney, welcome home. glad you're back, and I guess to be continued. I'm Nicole Sandler. We'll be right back.